Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm going extremely well, thanks, Matt, man.
Terrific. Now, as we know, a great time to get into real estate. Property values are through the roof, and that must have an effect, I would have thought, on rates.
Well, yes and no, Matt, man. And I think there's a bit of concern out in the community. There's been land rises or house price rises, you know, in Mildura and right across the district, in fact, selling very quickly, which is great for the real estate market. And also, some of our farms have gone up in value. But while it may have an effect on some individual properties, it doesn't affect the overall amount of money the council is allowed to collect on rates. So your rates are spread right across all the properties. So when, you know, if they all rise in price, that doesn't necessarily mean a rate rise. So if people are concerned, they need to give council a ring and have a discussion about, you know, what an impact it might have depending on where they live. But in the majority of cases, it won't have that big an impact.
Imagine 2040, imagine lower rate costs. That'd be nice,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Well,
can we work on that?
I reckon there's a lot of people out there imagining that, and I'm one of them too. And look, there is a push to try and get a better rating system for the state because of that, and I think that's where we really need to go, so that people right across the state basically pay the same rates. But that's a whole different story. But it's one that we really need to, you know, keep in our foresight and keep working on to get a better relief, a bit of relief up here anyway.
Yeah, let's face it, we certainly need it. Economy, what's happening with the tourism part of the economy?
Yeah, look, it's because, you know, most of Victorians are staying in Victoria, Australians are staying in Australia, and apparently it's really pumping in Mildura and the school holidays. You know, I've had a big effect, but I've spoken to a few businessmen in town, and some of them had their best March ever, and I'll be interested to see the April figures. And the grey nomads, they're out again, and, you know, they're spending money in all sorts of places, so they wander through in their motorhomes, and it's great to see, because we need a bit of financial input after the effects of COVID.
It's been fantastic so far. The Easter Power Sports Weekend was huge in regards to tourism, boosting the economy. Not to mention, of course, the 2021 Tesco Petroleum Pacing Cup Carnival over three nights last week. That was quite amazing. Local football's back, so it's good news. The upcoming budget process, what's happening there?
Yeah, look, we're working on next year's budget, and people need to keep an eye on that, because it does go out when it's done. It goes out for public comment. And if you want to have a say, look, the door's open there to have a say. So keep watching the newspapers and council announcements, because, you know, the process is pretty open. So you really need to, you know, have your say when it comes out.
Yeah, terrific. All right, mildura.vic.gov.au, the website. Great to catch up with you, councillor, as always. Have a fantastic hump day. We'll catch up again next week.